T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. I need some good news, baby. Cause all the world's gone crazy. I need some good news, baby. Give it to me.
You know, sometimes we get our own interviews. Sometimes we rip off TV stations. Today I ripped off a TV station, and they are a good one. WMAZ, the story is coming to you from Cook, Minnesota. It is a very dear story about one man helping a woman and how she returned the favor tenfold. Enjoy some good news on your Tuesday afternoon.
A high school girls softball coach.
G'day, Claire. G'day.
Already has plenty to do.
Run it. Run it. Run it!
And Becca Bundy, with 4 girls to raise.
This is Hadley.
Definitely didn't need anything else on her plate. Yet, just last fall, there she was, at home.
Yep.
Poised to take on something more.
And somebody needed help, right?
A benefit for a neighbor brought Becca and her husband to Viking Bar, where she couldn't miss the bartender in the brightly colored t-shirt.
It says, "My name is Bill. I'm in end-stage kidney failure and in need of a kidney."
Bill Cox and his wife, Terry, were that desperate.
No energy.
Born missing a kidney.
Sleeping a lot.
Bill's only working one was shutting down, too.
He's been on the transplant list for a little over a year, and a half, probably.
When who should spot his plea shirt?
I couldn't get it out of my head.
But Becca.
I just said, "I'm the one, and I know it."
And turns out Becca had encountered Bill before.
Call on the scanner.
Bill the bartender is also Bill the volunteer firefighter who heard the call 2 years ago about the little girl.
Yeah.
Unconscious after a seizure. Becca's then 1-year-old daughter, Hadley.
And Bill was the one who was the first responder that came here. I thought that was one way that, you know, I could certainly say thank you.
That's Becca and Bill at University of Minnesota Medical Center, where her matching kidney...
Hi, Bill.
...became his.
Doing okay.
I feel pretty blessed to be chosen to be on his journey with him.
Becca, the kidney donor who feels she's the one who's been given the gift.
Yeah.
And Bill, the kidney recipient, left to conclude.
She's an angel.
Bartender and customer, now regularly.
Hi.
Get together.
How are you guys?
Good, good, good. How about you?
Good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Why? Pictures drawn by Becca's kids now grace Bill's refrigerator.
We don't have any grandkids.
One, two, three, Grizzlies!
And why?
Let's go!
Just beyond the infield fence at the Northwoods High School softball game, you'll find Bill and Terry.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of a connection now with girls softball, so.
Last fall,
keep your head in there.
Becca Bundy.
Let's go.
Walked into a bar.
Hadley, how old are you now?
3.
Who knew? 9 months later.
This is paper.
They would all be sharing pieces.
There you go.
Of each other.
Ready?
I want you to push me.
Okay.
It is that lifetime bond that'll never go away.
Wasn't that awesome?
Very sweet.
I love that. 114,000 people are waiting for an organ transplant in the United States.
Just kidneys, right?
Well, no, this is everything, and I think it's probably more. 20
people. I told you I was in dialysis yesterday with a woman. She said there's 100,000 people that want kidneys.
I will look at this.
That's insane.
20 people die every day from the lack of available organs for transplant.
My gosh. The stress that it puts on a family and an individual.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Oh, I just love it.
Hey, while we're here, I want to mention my friend Jerry. She's 39 years old, mother of 3.
Waylon. Jerry Waylon.
Yes. And I've mentioned her several times because I love her.
We interviewed her. She is so bright and spunky. You'd never know that she's got zero kidney function at all.
4.5 hours, 3 days a week in dialysis. I sat there with her yesterday. She works a double shift at Pasta 2 in the South Hills on Saturday nights.
Yeah, and that means that she goes in at noon, or no, at 11, and she's done at midnight.
Yeah, it's crazy.
13 hours.
And I wasn't aware, and Wendy wasn't aware that, and maybe I just don't know this at all, but when you have no kidney function, you don't urinate ever.
It's crazy.
So all that waste builds up in your body. And so she said, from the time she leaves dialysis until the time she comes back, she'll put on 9 pounds. She's little.
Well, I was going to say, too, because if you think about how much you would bloat.
Yes.
With anything.
She said her eyes puff up.
Oh, my goodness.
And that without dialysis, she would die in a week or so. So anyway, save Jerry, G-E-R-I.
Today.
At gmail.com. Save Jerry today, G-E-R-I, today at gmail.com.
We're committed to finding somebody for this woman. And you know, it's interesting. Man. People are so desperate, like the bartender / firefighter in
story. I love that story.
Who he puts on this really fluorescent green shirt, and it says, "I'm in end stage, you know, renal failure.
Gosh.
If somebody doesn't help me, I'm dead." Can you imagine being the spouse or the child of someone like that, knowing that in every body there are two possibilities, and that so few people go to actually, you know, see if they're a match.
And gosh, I was looking around dialysis yesterday, and quite frankly, she's 39. She's a kid, right?
Right.
And everybody in there,
60s.
With all due respect, 70 and up.
Yeah.
And some of those people were on dialysis for 10 years.
Yeah, this is dire for her. This is no way to live, and no way to live and raise your three children.
And we've seen this recently, too, Wendy. You mentioned we talk about this quite a bit. Someone will stand up at a Penguin game and...
I need a kidney.
But it's one in a million.
I know.
And so just think about it on your license, or you could be a living donor.
Yeah.
And just think about it the next time that you're thinking about helping somebody. It's a magnificent gift.
I agree. 100%.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.